Natalie and Anthony with your 11 a.m. Z-Lines. In local news, the job-seeking platform Seek released the latest advertised salary index report covering data from July 2023 to July 2024. Queensland's advertised salary index has grown by 4.9% for the past 12 months, which is the second largest in Australia, with Tasmania growing by 5% on the top of the list. The first three industries that have the largest growth in the index are education and training, community services and development, and human resources and recruitment.
Queensland opposition leader David Crisafulli has pledged to spend $1 billion towards housing in regional Queensland given he is elected in the October election. Crisafulli said he would ensure regional Queenslanders receive a fair share of funding, seeing as the rural area is currently the most unaffordable place to rent in the state. This initiative for housing is called the Regional Infrastructure Guarantee and was announced at Bush Summit 2024 in Townsville.
In national news, Australia's largest gambling company, Tabcorp, has been fined $4.6 million by the Victorian Gambling and Casino Control Commission after breaching the state's gambling code. The commission found Tabcorp failed to comply with responsible gambling and ordered them to improve internal controls and harm minimization. A Tabcorp spokesperson said in a statement that they had taken significant steps, including restructuring the safer gambling team and introducing new technology to increase customer intervention.
Volunteers are currently attempting to untangle a humpback whale in Sydney Harbour, entangled ropes and buoys. Currently, four vessels have been deployed to assist in the unentanglement by the Organisation for the Rescue and Research of Cetaceans in Australia. This is the fourth case of a whale becoming entangled this week, but the first to be spotted in the Sydney Harbour.
In international news, the next story contains sexual violence. Listener discretion is advised. A female doctor was raped and murdered in her workplace in Kotoka, India, after her 36-hour shift at a government hospital. The 31-year-old doctor's death has triggered tens of thousands of people to go on the street to fight for justice for sexual violence victims. More than a million doctors go on strike to call for an improvement in workplace safety. One of the striking doctors, Amisha Maru, said the incident is not uncommon and it makes her question the government's interest in securing women's safety in their workplace.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of shower. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is predicted to reach a high of 6. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/national news.
4ZZZ's been celebrating the ways community sounds different since 1975.